Engineering Peace with Tom Bond is a real-life look at how peace is becoming a reality on our planet.
Plus, it's a personal resource to help you create the change in your life that you'd like to see in the world.
Get Peacemaker updates and interviews in Tom's What Peace Sounds Like episodes.
Listen to behind-the-scenes meetings with organizers, educators, mediators, and leaders.
Follow Tom throughout the Middle East, Africa, and the Americas.
Get updates and listen to interviews with our key Peacemakers and their constituents throughout the globe and witness the story of peace on our planet.
Get practical tips and wisdom that you can use in your own life in the Q&A episodes.
Listen to recordings from Tom's workshops, training sessions, and custom messages for listeners to help make peace a reality in our own lives.
You're listening to Engineering Peace with Tom Bond. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
So I thought I would take a few minutes today and talk about the coronavirus. Everybody's talking about it. It's a big deal for us. It's a big part of the whole world's experience right now. And a lot of folks have come up to me or written to me and said, what does nonviolent communication or what is needs-based relating or what is compassion have to do with this? What's going on? How can we, use these ideas? What can we do here? And so what I've done is empathized with myself, which always helps me empathize with others. And so what does an empathic view look like right now for us? Well, let's keep it simple. So most of us are feeling, and I'll just work with myself right now, and maybe you can relate. So one thing I'm noticing is I'm actually feeling fear, and it comes in waves. Like all of a sudden I'll be like, wait a minute, this is really scary. I get really tense. And so if I'm looking at that, I could say, well, of course, what need would be associated with that would be health, right? Like I want my health. I love my health. And therefore, if it's threatened, then I'm going to feel fear. So that's pretty obvious for most of us. I know it was obvious for me. I'll just put it that way. But yet I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't really do it. And this is sometimes what I call the surprise need, right? It's the other layer. It's the thing that we don't think about right away. And so for me, I'm still like, yeah, I get the part about wanting my health, but there was something else. And so it occurred to me that this fear is also coming from a need for trust that I don't have. And so then I'm looking back, I'm like, well, what's that about? And I'm getting mixed information. I'm having the mayor of New York tell me that it only lasts for 30 seconds on a surface. And then I'm getting emails from airlines telling me that they're disinfecting every surface of their plane with CDC approved disinfectants. And so it's really hard for me to say, well, oh, okay, great. Cause those things don't make sense together. And so where that leaves me is just not trusting, not knowing. And that rings a bell for me. That is like, yeah, that's a thing. And think about it. It's just hard for us right now. Or I'll just, again, say it's hard for me to find sources that I really trust, sources that I think sources that I think don't have ulterior motives, who aren't trying to hide things from me, who are really about the truth. And so, when I back up and I look at all that, where I'm left is to make a request of myself, really, and that is to pursue the truth, find out what the facts are as best I can. And so the whole process ends up looking like, okay, it's so incredibly simple, but yet not necessarily easy to do, right? So fear is the feeling. My health is one of the driving forces, my desire to be healthy, my well-being. But then there's this other one called trust. And I have a feeling that when I work on that one, it's going to make a difference. So this is a process that we can all do. I mean, I'm not telling you to be scared, but what I am saying is it helps when we can just pay attention to what we're feeling and then connect that to what it is we'd like to be experiencing. Remember, every feeling is telegraphing information to us about our needs. And so to the extent that we can connect those two, it gives us a different view of what's around us and even what our options are in the future. It helps us focus on what it is that we would like to be experiencing. Constantly, yes, reminded by our feelings, which are the guides, really, for this. And so, like I said, I'm not saying feel what I'm feeling, but feel what you're feeling and see if you can connect that to a need. Which then brings us to the next part, which is not all needs are met just because we think of them. And particularly in this case of this virus, we know that so many of us understand what our needs are, and we also understand that they're not met. And so this is another place where our practice becomes really important. Because if we go to the habitual place, what can we do? Well, we can be a victim, or we can get angry and blame people, or we can center ourselves in what we want. We can understand what it is that we would like to experience and pay attention to that and try our best to give us that. And we can stay connected to needs that are unmet by mourning them, by understanding that they're not met right now, and not making believe that they're met right now, but understanding that they're not and feeling that conscious mourning of wanting to have a need met and understanding that it's not met. And in a way, you could say this is how we connect to the need in its absence, always holding it in our awareness. So there's one other part here, and this for me, I know, has been a big deal, and that is, am I scared enough? Am I not scared enough? Am I thinking too much? Am I feeling too much? There's a real challenge here for this. And so I would like to recognize that this is one of those times where we can really get so much from having a partnership between our minds and our hearts. This is where we can have this interplay, this interchange between feeling our feelings, understanding what's going on around us, and then thinking about it. And just, again, use my heart to remind me, use my head to help me, and have a partnership. And what I love about this is that it just helps me stay centered. Even when the stakes are really big, even when things are getting pretty crazy around me, I can still keep going back to this process of what is that? What am I needing? What am I wanting right now? We may not have all the answers yet, but we have an opportunity to stay connected to ourselves and then stay connected to one another.
Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time for Engineering Peace with Tom Bond. Subscribe and follow for updates about the Compassion Course or to buy the Compassion book. You can also make a donation to be an Engineering Peace sponsor and support peace education and mediation around the globe.